My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we find ourselves in Chapter 5, Mishnah number 7. Misha Yashav Bishut Harabim, Uva Achad V'Daras Al Begadav. Someone is sitting in the public square, or the public thoroughfare, and someone else comes and walks on his clothes. O Shirakak V'Naga Beruko. Or some person spit in your general direction, and you touch the spit. You did. I don't know why you did. Al ruko sorfim et hatruma. Al begadav holchim acharov. So regarding, as for the second case, the case with the spit, so that we consider that to passel you. If we don't know who the spit is from or the status of the person the spit is from, we saw last perek in a list of things that are sveikos, that we go lechumra. Spit was one of them. But clothes, al begadav olchim acharov, but the first case where he walked on your clothes, so that we go after the rov. Are rov of the people in the town zavim, zavot? If yes, then tame, if no, then tahor. Yashan b'shut rabim ve'amad. Okay, you took a nap in the public thoroughfare, and when you woke up, you don't know who walked on you, spat on you, nothing. How do you assess yourself? Kelav tmeim midras. So your clothes, we consider them to be Tam on a level of Midrash, Divrei Rabbi Meir, because we assume, Rabbi Meir assumes that someone has to have walked on you or over you or so forth. Chachamim and Taharin, and the Chachamim are Meikel, they judge you to be Tahor because this is an uncertainty that takes place in the public square in the Rishut HaRabim, and we are usually Meikel for these sorts of cases. Naga Bechad Balayla, let's say you poke somebody at night. Someone was sleeping and you touched them or whatnot. I guess no conversation subsequent to that. And in the morning, Ein Yadua Im Chayim, you had no idea. You're not sure if he's alive or dead. I guess he's sleeping really thoroughly, assuming he's alive. Or he's just dead. Uvajachar Amadu Matzo Met. And then in the morning, you get up and you look again and, oh my God, he's dead. So you poked somebody who may or may not have been dead, it's unclear, at night. In the morning, he's definitely dead. So how do we assess? Are you Tahor or are you Tameh? So Rabbi Meir Matai, Rechami Matameim. Ready? So we have two halachic principles that we've learned in conflict right now. Rabbi Meir is Matahir because this is the public square. And all sveikos taking place in the public square, in the Rishut HaRabim, have to be considered Tahor. The Chachamim and Tamim, and the Chachamim are Machmir. Why are they Machmir? Shekol Tumot Kishat Mitziatan. That we treat all Tame things the way we find them. We saw this last parak a lot. So we don't try to extrapolate backwards. It's in the jar now, it wasn't in the jar before, the jar is closed now, it might not have been closed before, and so on and so forth. We say this is the way we found it, this is the way it's been as far back as until we have conflicting evidence. Those are the two principles in conflict. It's Shusha Rabim versus Kol Atumo Kishat Mitziatan. Chachamim agree in a case where you saw him alive at the beginning of the night. They agree to Rabbi Meir to be Matahir. When you see him alive at the beginning of the night, and then you poke him in the middle, and you're not sure if he's alive or dead, in the morning you find him dead. And we rule like the Chachamim Halacha follows the Chachamim. Mishnah number 8. Shota achat ba'ir o nochrit o kutit. If there is one mad woman, or a non-Jew, or a kuti is this a strange middle category, a bunch of people, Samaritans. Remember Good Samaritan? So those people were kutim. They lived in the north of Israel. They converted because they were afraid of a bunch of lions. The Chachamim were unclear whether to judge their conversion as valid or not. So they retained this middle status where they're Jews for some things and non-Jews for other things. So here we're grouping them together with non-Jews for this purpose. Kol Rukim Shabir Tmeim. All the spit in town is Tame. Ashota, a mad woman, is not trusted to properly keep track of or take care of her Nida cycle. So she's probably Nida all the time. And Nochrim Kutim, both male and female, As opposed to Shota is Dafka female, but Nochrim and Kutin, male or female, are considered Zavim Midir Banan, just de facto. So then, if any of those people are in the town, then any found spit is Tame at all, because we're concerned that the spit is from one of those people. Misha, not that those people spit more than other people, but I guess in the times of the Mishnah, apparently, people spit all the time. So, Misha, Darsa, Isha, Al-Begadav. So you're sitting, and a woman comes and treads on your clothes, or she asva imo basfina, or she sits down next to you on a boat, or in the boat with you. So those are two cases where if she's a Nida, that she will render you tame. So now the question is, are you tame? This is a random woman. You didn't ask. You don't know. Im akira tosha hu ochel betruma. If she recognizes him to be somebody who eats truma, you're the guy in town that either you're a well-known kohen or you're a well-known truma eater. I suppose that means you're a kohen. You're a well-known kohen, Mr. Kohen. And she knows that, she knows you, so then Kelab Tahorin. Then your clothes are Tahor, because we can presume that if she were Nida, she wouldn't just sit down next to you. She'd be more considerate than that. Ve'im lav, Isha Elna. And if she does not know you, and does not recognize you to be a true meter, then you should ask. You cannot presume that she would just be careful with to not be Matama everybody. And you should ask in the most polite way possible. That is it for today. Thanks for joining us. We will see you tomorrow.